The former head of staff at the Commonwealth Productivity Commission, Robert Kerr, will chair the inquiry into the competitive neutrality of the national broadcasters. He will bring an expertise in economic and competition policy to the inquiry by a three-member panel. Julie Flynn, the former head of Free TV, the industry body representing Australia's commercial television licensees, will join him. And Sandra Levy, former chief executive of the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, and earlier director of television at the ABC, completes the panel. The inquiry will consider how SBS and the ABC operate within their markets and the basis on which they're competing with the private sector. The objective is to determine whether they have an unfair advantage by virtue of their public sector ownership. SBS says it will cooperate fully with the review. Managing Director Michael Ebid has issued a statement saying the broadcaster looks forward to demonstrating the value of its services.
Existing robust accountability frameworks governing SBS are operating effectively, and we continue to operate within our relevant legislative framework to deliver on our charter.
He goes on to say,
it is difficult to contemplate how a broadcaster the size of SBS that has its commercial operations limited by legislation could be a threat to the business activities of its commercial counterparts, which benefited only recently from changes to media laws and a major reduction of their licence fees.
The ABC has declined comment. The inquiry was announced in August last year after the Turnbull government struck a deal with Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party in exchange for support for media reforms. At the time, Senator Hanson said in buying the rights to major sporting events, the ABC and SBS were moving into areas that impacted commercial television stations. She argued that wasn't in the public's best interests. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia says the news, information and entertainment choices offered by SBS differ vastly from those of commercial broadcasters. Chairwoman Mary Patetsos points to SBS in language programs as a point of difference, saying they're valuable in aiding migrant participation in Australian life. She says the broadcaster offers taxpayers value for money.
I think SBS reflects our diverse and multicultural Australia, and in its truest form, communicates to all people a very rich array of subject matter.
But Ms. Patetsos says the public broadcasters should see the inquiry as an opportunity to fine-tune what they do.
All of us should grab this as an opportunity to reflect on what it is that we've achieved so far and see what we all can do, and SBS included, that could actually build on that success. So we have an inquiry, well, maybe that'll sharpen our minds.
SBS has contacted Network 10 and Channel 9 for comment, but they weren't available. The inquiry will conclude in July. There will be a call for public submissions. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.